पाहि मां परमेश्वर। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् Today, we will discuss the third valley of Kathopanishad. First verse, page number 147, talks about how this Jivatma and Paramatma, they reside together in our heart. Page number 147, first one. Ritam pibantau sukrutasya loki guham pravishtau parame parardhe छायातपो ब्रह्मविदो वहन्ति पञ्चाग्नयो ये च त्रिनाचिकेताः यस् सो देयर आर टू एंटिटीज व्हाट आर दे डूइंग वेयर आर दे गुहां प्रविष्टौ दे आर इन द गुहा heart space, have entered into the heart space. And what is this heart space? Parame Parardhe. It is a very abode of Supreme Lord. And what are they doing? Rutam Pibantam. So Bhagavan Shankara, Rutam means Satyam, truth. But here Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Rutam means Karma Phala. And why is this Karma Phala called Satyam? Because Karma Phala is something which will definitely come once the karma is done. So because there is a definite expression of result after action, Rupa means Karma Phala, which is definitely going to happen. So what is this Jivatma doing? Actually, it is Rutam Pibantau. Tau means both of them are drinking. So Shankaracharya makes it very clear. No, no. It is only the Jivatma who is going through the Karma Phala. Paramatma is only a witness. Makes it clear there. Otherwise, we may think Paramatma is also going through Karma Phala. Rutam Pibantau. Sukrutasya Loke. Sukruta means it appears. I mean, the translation is good deed. But Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes here, Swayam Krutasya. Sukrutasya means. Meaning, the karma which is done by the Jivatma, not somebody else's karma. Loke, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Asmin Sharire. What is Loka? Not some world. In this body itself, Jivatma goes through the karma pada. Now, what is the relationship between these two, Jivatma and Paramatma? Chaya Taho, they are like light and shade. And this comparison, there is a unanimous agreement. Brahma Vido Vadanti, Panchagnaya Vadanti, Trinachiketaha Vadanti. Brahma Vidaha means jnanis. Panchagnaya means Agnihotris or householders. Trinachiketa means Upasakas. So whether householders, grihasthas or upasakas or jnanis, they are unanimous in this opinion that the Jivatma and Paramatma, they are like light and shade. Now this comparison is beautiful. Light is real, shadow is an illusion, unreal. So in the same way, Paramatma is real, Jivatma is only a shadow, is only an illusion. When do we get a shadow? When light is obstructed, you get shadow. In the same way, when the light of knowledge is obstructed, that thing which is born out of darkness is what is this ego. An entity which doesn't exist, it has only an appearance of existence, but actually it doesn't exist at all. In the presence of light, shadow has no existence. In the presence of knowledge, Jivatma has no existence. So Jivatma is born out of darkness of ignorance. So this is their relationship. Now, why is this mentioned in the first verse? This Jivatma, we all think that we exist. Actually, we don't exist, God alone exists. We have misunderstood His existence as our existence. What exists is only He. But we think we exist, where is God? It's called as Ajnana. Now, we have to take a journey. We have to travel. Travel from Ajnana to Jnana. From dark, I mean, from ignorance to knowledge. Asatoma Satgamaya. From Asat to Sat. From unreal to real. From darkness to light. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. From mortality to immortality. Now there is a journey, there is a travel. Now it is not a spacious travel. It is a travel from ignorance to knowledge. It's a travel of gaining knowledge. That is what life is all about. A journey has to be taken. So there is a destination. What is the destination? Paramatma is the destination. Who is the traveler? Jivatma is the traveler. So now there's a beautiful metaphor which comes in this valley, which is a very famous metaphor of a chariot. Verse number 3, page 152. Atmanam rathinam vidhi shariram rathamevato buddhim tu sarathim vidhi manah pragrahamevacha. Next one also. Indriyani hayanahu vishayam steshu gocharan atmendriya mano yuktam bhoktetyahur manishinah. Atmanam rathinam vidhi. So who is the rathi? The owner of the chariot. Atma. So here Atma means Jivatma. The individual soul. So he is the owner of the chariot. Shariram rathamevato. What is the chariot? Shariram, the physical body. Buddhim tu sarathim vidhi. Who is the charioteer? Buddhi, intellect. Manah pragrahamevacha. So while handling the horses, you need reins to control the horses. What are those reins? Manah, mind. Indriyani, ayan, ahuhu. So what are these horses? The sense organs. Vishayans, teshu gochara. Now the horses have to run on a path. What is that path? Vishayan, sense objects. So sense objects, that is the road, sense organs, we have the horses, reins, mind, charioteer, intellect, chariot, body, and the traveler in the chariot is the jiva. Atmendriya mano yuktam bhokta iti ahuhu manishina. The one is we say, it is this jivatma who travels. Now, what is the most important aspect in this chariot to ensure that this traveler reaches the destination? Most important aspect is the charioteer, isn't it? The charioteer must know the destination. Charioteer must know how to handle the horses. He must have knowledge about the road, everything. If the charioteer is efficient, the chariot will effortlessly, quickly reach the destination. In the same way, what is the most important thing in our life? Intellect, right knowledge. Now you see, who does the reins follow? It depends. If the charioteer is ambitious, the charioteer is inefficient, then the reins will follow the horses. The wild horses will decide. If the charioteer is efficient, then the reins will follow the charioteer. That is the essence of the next four verses actually. Yes, vijnanavan bhavati ayuktena manasa sada tasyendriyani avashyani dushtashva iva sarathehi yastu avijnanavan bhavati. So here is a charioteer who has no knowledge at all. Then what will happen? Ayuktena manasa sada. In such a person, the mind will be totally disintegrated, indisciplined. Tasyendriyani avashyani. So then the horses will not be controlled by such a charioteer. The sense organs will drag the mind and the intellect will not be able to handle the mind. Dushta ashva iva sarathi, like the wild horses. This comparison is beautiful. The point is, if we don't have the right knowledge, If our intellect is weak, then the mind will drag the intellect. Yesterday we were discussing this, mind and intellect. How do we strengthen the mind? By study of the scriptures. When we are studying the scriptures, we are making the intellect strong. If the intellect is not strong, what will the mind do? Mind will drag the intellect into the sense world. Dushta ashwaiva sadha, like the wild horses dragging the chariots. And such a chariot will never reach the destination. When the mind is wild, when the mind is uncontrolled, disciplined, such a mind either forces the intellect to justify its likes and dislikes, or it will paralyze the intellect. These are the two options. When the mind is filled with likes and dislikes, intellect has got only two options. Weak intellect. That intellect cannot control that mind. Either the mind becomes paralyzed, I mean the intellect becomes paralyzed, or the intellect starts justifying whatever the mind is. That is the meaning. Dushtashwaiva-sadha. Like the wild, untamed horses. On the other hand, yastu vijnanavan bhavati yuktena manasa sada tasya indriyani vashyani sat ashva iva sarati. Person who has the right knowledge is like a person with a good charioteer. Tasya indriyani vashyani. A good charioteer is able to beautifully handle the horses. In the same way, a person with right intellect, in him, his senses are under his control, his mind is under his control. And the intellect is ever tuned to the Lord. And therefore, intellect has the strength. And see, what is the proof that personalities integrate? The proof is the lower should readily come under the control of the higher. This is the proof. Wherever this happens, then that system will function smoothly. It can be a family, it can be an organization, it can be a team, it can be a nation. The lower should readily come under the discipline of the higher. So we must know what is lower in us, what is higher in us. Sense organs come first. Indriyani haya. What is that? Indriyani paranyahu. Indriyevya param manah. Manasastu paramuddhi. Yobuddhi paratastu saha. This is from Bhagavad Gita. First comes sense organs. Higher than sense organ is mind. Here also the same thing will come from. Higher than mind is intellect. Higher than intellect is he, paratastu saha. So that intellect which is in tune with God, holding on to God, that intellect is really powerful, and the mind will readily obey that intellect, and the sense organs will readily obey that mind. So then there is a smooth functioning. The travel towards Paramatma becomes smooth, fast. But if this doesn't happen, if the intellect is not connected to the Lord, now see this, the moment we forget Bhagavan, what happens? Intellect becomes weak. Such a weak intellect is dragged by the mind. And that mind is dragged by sense organs. Life becomes a mess. Indriyanam hi charadam yan manonu vidhyate tadasya Harati Prajna Vayu Navam Iva Amrasi. Just like the wind carries the anchorless boat, in the same way, this indisciplined senses carry the mind and intellect. That is beautiful presentation. Yastu Vijnanavan Bhavati Amanaskaha Sada Ashuchihi नसतत्पदमाप्नोति संसारं चाधिगच्छति। अविज्ञानवान् व्हाट हैपेंस टू हिम, अमनस्कः, ही विल हैव नो कंट्रोल ओवर हिज माइंड, सदा अशुचि, हिज माइंड विल ऑलवेज बी इम्प्योर। नसतत्पदमाप्नोति, ही विल नेवर अटेन दैट सुप्रीम गोल, द गोल ऑफ लिबरेशन, द सुप्रीम सेल्फ। व्हाट हैपेंस टू हिम, संसारं च अधिगच्छति, ही अटेन संसार। व्हाट अबाउट द अदर पर्सन, यस्तु विज्ञानवान् भवति समनस्कः सदा शुचि, ही हैज हिज माइंड अंडर कंट्रोल, हिज माइंड इज प्योर, नोबल, डिवाइन, सतु तत्पदम आप्नोति। सच अ पर्सन इज जस्ट यस्मात् भूयो न जायते। After attaining that stage, there is no rebirth, it becomes very dead. Verse number 9, page 163. Vijnana saradhiryastu mana pragrahavan narah sodhvana paramapnoti tad vishno paramam padam. Vijnana saradhi, that charioteer, who has this right knowledge, or that person who has this right knowledge, mana prakravan, will have perfect control of his mind, saha adhvanam param avnoti, he attains the end of the road, the goal, tat vishnoho paramam padam, that is the supreme award of Vishnu. So when we hear this term, supreme abode of Vishnu, so what is the abode of Vishnu? Vaikuntha. Where is Vaikuntha? So we think it is somewhere far away. We have to travel somewhere to reach. So Upanishad makes it very clear, this Vishnu Paramam Padam is not somewhere outside, it is our own self. Point out that two verses are used, 10 and 11. इन्द्रियेभ्यः पराह्यर्था अर्थेभ्यश्च परं मनः मनसस्तु परा बुद्धिः बुद्धेरात्मा महान् परः महतः परमव्यक्तम् अव्यक्तात् पुरुषः परः पुरुषान्न परं किञ्चित् सा काष्ठा सा परा गतिः। So what is higher? Indriyebhya parahi artha. Compared to indriyas, indriya vishayas are higher. Now this is very big, you know. What do you call it? A confusing statement. You see, in spirituality, what is the definition of higher? Anything which is subtler is higher. Sukshmatva. Anything which is inner is higher. Pratyagatmatva. Anything which is inner is higher. Karanatva. Anything which is a cause is higher. Niyamakatva, anything which has control over the other is higher. The one who controls is higher than the one who is controlled. Right. So these are the ways in which we decide. That which pervades is higher than which is pervaded. That which supports is higher than that which is supported. This is the definition. So now, if this is the definition, that which is inner has to be higher than that which is outer. In Bhagavad Gita, there is no problem. Indriyani paranyahu. Bhagavan has made it very clear. Indriyas are higher. Higher than what? Bhagavan has not said. So we assume that Indriyas are higher than Indra Vishayas, sense objects. Sense organs are higher than sense objects. We have no problem with it in Bhagavad Gita. But here, this becomes a problem. What is said here? Indriyebhyah parahi artha. Sense objects are higher than sense organs. So now what? How can we explain this? Of course, Bhagavan Shankaracharya has said that sense objects are higher because without sense objects, sense organs have no meaning. Sense organs. But that is true. But which is inner here? If this is the definition, Pratyegatmatva, that which is inner is higher than outer. Definitely sense organs are inner. Sense objects are outer. So sense organs should be higher. So here, we will have to take a different meaning. What is the meaning? You see, what affects our life is not the sense objects, but the impression created in the mind when sense organs are exposed to the sense objects. You just look at a flower for some time. Say 5 minutes you look at a flower and close your eyes. What do you see? You see that image of that flower, isn't it? So here, in this context, that sense object should be considered the impression gathered by the mind when it's exposed to the sense objects. Then there is no problem. Are you able to follow? The sense object is nothing but the impression gathered in the mind. Because every sense object is not affecting our life. Only those sense objects which we are exposed to, which has created an impression in the mind, only that is affecting us. So if this is the definition, then everything is sense objects which has created an impression. So we are talking of the impression in the mind. Yes, compared to sense organs, this impression is higher. Yes. Compared to this impression, arthebhyasya param manaha. So here mind is seat of likes and dislikes. Compared to the sense objects, mind is higher. Compared to the mind, manasastu para buddhi. Compared to the mind, intellect is higher. Because intellect is controlling the mind. The controller is always higher. That which is inner is always higher. Buddhehe atma mahan paraha. Compared to intellect, mahan atma is higher. What is this mahan atma? Hiranyagarbha. Total mind intellect, we can say. This particular term is missing in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita has simplified the whole thing. From buddhi, directly Bhagavan has gone to the self. Whereas here, after buddhi comes mahanatma or Hiranyagarbha. Or sometimes it is also called as mahatattva. There are the different terms used. Mahata param avyaktam. Higher than this mahanatma is avyakta. Avyakta prakriti. The unmanifest. Avyakta purushapara. Higher than this avyakta is the supreme being, the supreme self. Purusha navaram kinchit sakashta samparagati. That supreme self, there is nothing higher. That is the highest. So this pure consciousness in us, it is the highest. That's the limit, samparagati. So what is this Vishnu paramam padam? Not somewhere outside. So especially after reading Puranas and all that, we have this idea that, you know, Vaikuntha is that, somewhere outside, somewhere we have to go. Parshadas will come, take us in the chariot, and then we go into that world. And then we enjoy various relationships with God. Salukya, Samipya, Sarupya, Sayujya. So a lot of such ideas are there when you read Puranas. But here it's very clear. In Bhagavata Purana, stories are also there, but now and then you will find this also there. So for those gross-minded people who can't think of higher, for them there's a beautiful story. But those people who are subtle in them can understand, for them it is that. The Supreme Self alone is the Vaikuntha. That itself is Kailasa. It is not some worldly outer space. Sagashtha Saparadhi. So now here, one thing we have to understand. As you go inner, you are going higher. And as you go higher, you will be easily able to control the lower, the outer. So, when we are getting addicted to mobile phone, are we going inner or outer? So, are you becoming stronger or weaker? You see, the more and more you go within, the more and more you will have control over yourself. You will become strong because you are nearing God. The more and more you go out, you are going away and away from the Lord. It's like the magnet. The iron piece in touch with the magnet, that iron piece literally becomes iron, I mean magnet only. Isn't it? It is an iron piece, it is stuck to magnet. You will find magnetic properties in that iron piece also. But as it goes away, it loses all the magnetic properties. Isn't it? The same. The more and more we are going out, we may think that we are progressing technologically and this and that, nothing. You are becoming weaker and weaker. Because you are going away from your source. So you are going away from everything. Auspiciousness, bliss, peace. So that is why all problems are there in the society. You see, with the technological progress, peace of mind of an average person is decreasing. All problems are increasing. Why? This is the reason. You are going away. When you are going away from light, confusion should increase. Because you are entering into darkness. In darkness, what should happen? Confusion must happen. The unrest in the world is increasing. You can clearly see it. More and more wars are happening. A lot of problems are there. Nobody is happy. Our ancestors, physical comfort they had minimum, but they were much, much happier, more content. Modern generation, as Pooja Gurudev used to say, modern man is comfortably miserable. For spiritual seeker, we must spend more and more time inside. A person who regularly meditates, you will find that he will have great control over his mind, isn't it? With the more content, with minimum things will be happy. Right. So therefore, now as we go inside, the inner is more subtler also. And subtler, anything which is subtle is difficult to grasp. Anything which is gross is easy to grasp. The subtler is always more difficult. So therefore, if we have to abide in that self, what should we do? We should make our mind pure. Because a pure mind is a subtle mind. Only such a subtle mind can grasp that reality. That is mentioned in verse number 12, page number 173. सर्वेषु भूतेषु गूढोत्मानं प्रकाशते दृश्यते त्वग्रया बुद्ध्या सूक्ष्मया सूक्ष्मदर्शिभिः. एष सर्वेषु भूतेषु गूढः आत्मा. इन् आल् बीङ्ग्स् दिस् आत्मा इस् देर्, दिस् सेल्फ् इस् देर्, दिस् प्योर् कान्शियस्नेस् इस् देर्, बट् न प्रकाशते. But everyone is not able to experience it. It is not available for others. It is present, but it is not available. But everyone, they see it. दृश्यते अग्रया बुद्धिया sharp intellect. So here sharpness means not the ability to just concentrate, even the purity. Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Ekagrata. Purity is there, concentration is there. Together, that intellect is capable of intuitively experiencing the presence of the self. Agreya Bhutya Sukshmaya Sukshmadarshavi. Because this self is Sukshma subtle, so therefore you must need an equally subtle mind intellect equipment. Purer the mind, subtler the mind. Subtler the mind, it is easy to grasp the subtlest self. So therefore, this is the qualification needed to experience the self. So what are we supposed to do? How to do sadhana? Verse number 175. I mean page number 175, verse number 13. Yachet vamanasi prajnah tad yachet jnana atmani jnana matmani mahatini yachet Shanta-atmani. A beautiful verse on how we must meditate. The different stages are mentioned. So what's the first thing you have to do? Yachet-vam-manasi. Pranya, wise man. Let him do this. What? Let the walk, speech, merge in mind. Here, what is said is first when we sit for meditation. What are we supposed to do? First, shut off the sense organs. That's the first. Walk here is only upalakshana. It is just one word for all the sense organs. So, no speech. No speech means what? Shut off the sense organs from its contacts with sense objects. And the bones system. So you are going within now. Let not the world enter through your sense organs. Cut off the world. So you close your eyes, listen for meditation. Now what is happening in the mind? Though you have shut off from the outer world, the mind is still continuing with the worldly thoughts. How to handle that? So, tad yachhe jnana atmani. Jnana atma means intellect. So, merge the speech in the mind. Meaning, stop all sense activities. But the mind is filled with worldly thoughts. Now that mind has to be educated by the intellect. That is the meaning. Mind emerging intellect means what? Now the mind is wandering in the world. All worldly thoughts are there. At that time, the intellect should educate the mind. Oh mind, why are you running here and there? Actual happiness is here. Why are you going there? Yato yato nischarati manaschanchalam astitam astiram tatastato that is the meaning. So your intellect is to control the mind. The intellect must say, oh dear mind, you want happiness, isn't it? If you want happiness, I can give you infinite happiness. That is tat yachhe jnana. And the mind also understands, yes, I want happiness, is here, so I must obey the intellect. So mind is gone. Then what you should do? Jnana Atmani Mahadini Yachhe. Jnana Atma should merge into Mahanatma. What is this Mahanatma? It is the Hiranyagarbha or Saguna Brahma. Meaning, fill your heart with devotion for God. Think of the glory of the Lord, His compassion, His love, His presence, His concern. So the individual mind is connecting with the total mind. Surrender to that. Padam tatparimam tavyam yasmin gada nanivartanti bhuyah tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yadav pravatti sasata pudam. That surrender prapadye. That's what we know. Take your heart with humility. With gratitude. Don't give your attention to that. So the heart is filled with all knowledge. That is mean Jnanatman Mahalich. The head and heart. Head is valuing God, heart is loving God. In such an auspicious environment, the ultimate meditation should happen. What is the ultimate meditation? Tat yache shanta atmani. What is the ultimate meditation? Manasam tukim mahamani prati naiva manasam marga archava. The witnessing of the mind. As your mind becomes filled with noble virtues, suddenly two entities appear in front of you. The pure consciousness, which is the witness, and the thoughts which are seen in this witnessing consciousness. Drishya and Dirk. The difference becomes very clear when the heart is pure. Your job is only to shift your attention to that Shanta Atma. The pure consciousness. What happens when your attention is upon the witnessing consciousness and not upon the thoughts? So the law is identify with the thoughts and the thoughts multiply, witness the thoughts and the thoughts die. This is the law. What do you mean witnessing the thoughts? Witnessing the thoughts means not giving any importance to the thoughts. Not giving any importance to the thought means giving importance to what then? Giving importance to witness. Who is this witness? Lord Himself. So witnessing is the expression of highest devotion. Witnessing means giving importance. Witnessing means paying attention. The law of life is whatever you pay attention, you get it. If you ignore, you lose it. If you disregard, you will lose it. If you pay attention, you get it. So we have lost God. Is it because God is not there, therefore we have lost? Or is it because we have not paid attention, therefore we have lost? We are so busy in the outer world that we disregard even over the Lord in whose light everything is. That environment full of devotion, power to shift your attention to that pure consciousness. Then you come to know the essence in me is none other than Bhagavan Himself. The mind of disappears. Why does the mind disappear? Mind disappears because mind gains tremendous fulfillment. A happy mind is a peaceful mind. A fulfilled mind is a peaceful mind. A contented mind is a peaceful mind. A peaceful mind is a no mind. Mind disappears because it is fulfilled. The mind disappears because it is absorbed. Whatever desires it has, everything is fulfilled. Now, what is the need of thoughts now? You think when there is a problem. There is no problem by doing that. This is called as samadhi. So this is the goal of life. This is the ultimate goal which the jivatma has to travel through his chariot. So Shruti Mata is lovingly warning us and waking us up in the next verse. Verse number 14. Uttishtata jagrata prapya varani bodhata sudasya dhara nishita duratyaya durgam pathastat kavayo vadanti. Uttishtata, arise, jagrata, awake. There is a great purpose, don't sleep. When we are walking the path of prayers, actually we are zombies. Sleepwalking. Uttishtada, you have a purpose in life. Wake up. You are here to get liberated, not to get settled here. No one can settle here in this world. Because the whole world is an unsettling world. So Uttishtada means actually getting up. Getting up is called Uttishtada. Waking up is called Jagrata. So actually what comes first? You wake up first and then you get up, isn't it? Strangely here it's Ulta. Uttishtada means get up, Jagrata means wake up. What does it mean? So the comparison is given. You know, the school children, small children, they want to go to school. So mother is shouting from kitchen, Beta, get up, get up. The fellow doesn't get up. Beta, get up, get ready, school bus will come, it will not wait for you. Then finally what happens? The mother comes and lifts the fellow from the bed. He is still sleeping, but he has got up. You see, Uttishtha. Well, he's sitting. Wake up. You see. So in the same way, Shruti Mata, Mother Scripture, lovingly is advising us. Get up. Don't sleep like this. What it means is this Uttishtada means understand the purpose of your life. Jagrata means as you are walking the path, be alert, because you can fall while you are in the path. This path is Churasya Dhara Nishita Durattiya Durgam Pata. That is why Jagrata is needed. So there are two stages in spirituality. First is understanding that spirituality is important. Many people are not even aware of that. The second step is walking the path. The first step is making a resolve that I have to walk the path. There is no choice. If I ignore this knowledge again and again, I will have to come back to this miserable world. This world is dukkhalem ashashvatam. Impermanent, abode of sorrow this world is. So if I ignore this knowledge, I will have to come back. So first step is making a resolve. The second step is walking the path. While walking the path, what is the instruction given? Jagrata. Be alert. Because this path is durgam, very difficult. It is compared with Kurasya Dhara, sharp razor edge is the walking path. Nishita, very sharp. Now, when you are walking along the razor edge, what are the dangers? There are two dangers. One is, you may fall down. Second is, even if you don't fall down, you may hurt your throat. Correct? Two dangers are there in the path of spiritual realms. What are the two dangers? As you control your senses, the senses tend to get suppressed. But there is a danger that these sense organs will go and indulge in the sense objects. The more and more you try to control the sense organs, the more and more it becomes revolting in nature. So beware. That is called the fall. That's the first stage. See, when you are indulging, we have no problem. But when you are stopping the indulgence, there is a revolt. The desire for the sense objects becomes very strong. You can try this when you fast. When you fast, the desire for food becomes very intense. That is how the nature of sense organs. More and more you try to control it, prevent it from indulging, the more and more it becomes. The first danger is that you are doing. The second danger, suppose let us assume. So in this example, suppose you are able to balance, then what is the second danger? The sharpness of it. In the same way, suppose you are able to control the senses, there is another danger. What is that danger? Ego. Yes, I have conquered my desire. Beware. That's why it's called Durgam Pada. If you fall also, it's a problem. If you don't fall also, it's a problem. So what is the solution? The solution is hold on to God. Suppose there is a rope hanging. And suppose you have a wonderful iron shoe. Will you have any problem? The rope will help you balance. And this iron shoe will ensure that you don't hurt your feet. Bhakti is the way. More and more we have love for God. That love is very fulfilling. It is of the nature of joy. So when the mind experiences that joy from the Lord, the higher joy of devotion, it is easily able to drop the lower pleasure for the sense object. And moreover, devotion is such that unless there is egolessness, devotion cannot happen. You become very complex. Spirituality should always be through devotion, otherwise it will not last. And that's why the term, you know, Jnanam Atmani Mahatini Yachche Tad Yachche Shantara. Without developing devotion, etc., humility, gratitude, if you directly start witnessing the mind, you will not succeed. Many people falling. They directly try to know the advanced techniques of meditation, of this witnessing and all, and they don't succeed. Dangers and devotion can save you from so many dangers. And devotion is like Bhagwan holding on to you. The child is safe when mother is holding on to the child. Child is not safe when child is holding on to mother. No, compressed. Bhakti is like Bhagwan holding. Teshamaham samudhartam bhakti samsara sagara. I lift them. It's my responsibility to save my devotee. Mother cat's responsibility is to make sure that the kitten is safe. This path is difficult. Why is it difficult? Verse number 15, page 181. Ashabdam asparsham arupam avyayam tatharasam nityam agandhavachayat anadyanantam mahatah param yuvam nichayatam mrityumukhat pramuchyate. So this Supreme Self, which is having no property at all, ashabdam, asparsham, shabda sparsha, rupa rasa gandha. How is it happening? Anadi anantam, infinite, beginningless, mahatah param, higher than this mahatattva, துவம் எதன் ஸ்ரீ நிஜாய நோய்ஸ் தன் மிருத்தி முகாதாரு ஃப்ரம் மவுண்ட் ஆஃப் டெத் Because we are all inside this mouth of death. Kala vyala mukha grasa prasa. This is our condition. This is what Bhagavatam says. We are all inside a huge python. What is a python? Kala vyala. Python of time. And we are all getting digested. So, digestion takes around 70-80 years. Some are partially digested, some have just started. The gray hairs are all the signs of digestion. Kalavyala is digesting. So, mrityumukhaprapanchati. Such a person becomes free from death. The last verse is a palasupi. What is a palasupi? Yahimam paramam guhyam. ஸ்ராவயே ப்ரஹ்ம சம்சதி ப்ரயத ஸ்ராத்த காலே வா ததானந்த்யாய கல்பதே ததானந்த்யாய கல்பத இதி. தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ சாண்ட் திஸ் கடோபனிஷத், திஸ் பர்டிகுலர் திஸ் வெர்சஸ் வேர் ப்ரஹ்ம சம்சதி இந்த அசம்பிளி ஆஃப் பிரம்மணாஸ் வைஸ் பீப்புள் Prayata Shraddha Kaleva, or during Shraddha Kala, and you feel this through the Shraddha ceremony, through the puja for the ancestors, etc. Shravayit, get it recited. Then the results are infinite. It becomes a conducive environment for eternal bliss. So that other sukhi is also there. So generally, this is what they do, you know, during death and all that. They make this particular portion of Kathopaksha, they recite it, they chant it. So, thus, we come to the end of this particular valley. So, the specialty of this valley is the chariot method. Each valley is beautiful. சுகிநக சர்வே சந்து நிராமயாஹ சர்வே பத்ராணி பஷ்யந்து மாம் கஷ்சித் துக்க பாவ் பவேத் அஸதோ மா சர்கமய தமசோ மா ஜ்யோதிர்கமய மிருத்யோர் மா அமிர்தம் கமய ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம் Zoom people, was the audio clear? Good, okay. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om.
Much better today, Swamiji. Thank you.
Okay, no. Good.
Hari Om, thank you, Swamiji.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, everybody.
What should be the thought at the last minute?
அந்த காலே நாராயண ஸ்மிருதி ஜென்மலாப பரம் பும்சா அந்த காலே நாராயண ஸ்மிருதி தட்ஸ் தி கிரேட்டஸ்ட் அச்சீவ்மெண்ட் கேன் யூ டை ரிமெம்பரிங் காட் தட்ஸ் லைக் த சர்டிபிகேட் ஃப்ரம் த லார்ட் பாஸ்ட் டெஸ்டட் ஓகே
Because here we said, you know that.
Yes.
There is no Kailash, no Vishnu.
Correct. So remembering God means what? Abiding in the self. Firm abidance in the self. Mind is firmly holding on to that self. That is God. Remembrance.
I have a question.
Yes.
They show Vishnu Bhagwan sitting on that snake in a water.
That Shesha, Shesha, is it? Shesha Shank. See, Shesha means that which remains. So what remains after pralaya? Pralaya means dissolution. When everything is gone, what remains is a lot. That is the meaning. Adishesha. There is another meaning given by Guru. You know, Adishesha has got 1,000 head. What is a 1,000 head? And remember, it's a snake. What comes out of snake? Poison. So if you see that photo, there are 1,000 wounds of that snake. So our mind is like that. It can bring out so many poisonous things if that mind is extroverted. But that very same mind, when it is introverted, that mind experiences the presence of the Lord. If you go out, that mind becomes poisonous. That mind which goes in, it becomes divine. So if you see that snake, it is looking at the Lord. What does that mind find? And that snake is where? Kshira Sagar. Milky Ocean. Correct? Milky Ocean. What is that milk? White. What is white? Sattva. So when the mind is sattvic, then this experience happens.